Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Lots on the agenda today, including the Big Ten title game. We talked about that earlier. Ask Michigan fans what their big concerns are. You can share those, 248-539-9797. Talk a little Lions as well. And look, I think you and I generally try to maintain a certain level of optimism about almost everything. Otherwise, I think we'd drive ourselves crazy.
Right.
I just looked it up. It has not paid dividends as it pertains to the Lions organization. I've confirmed that. And now they have a new regime, right? Coach and GM. I was thinking about the resumes and the things that these guys brought to the table before they were hired.
Mm-hmm.
And they both had some strengths that I admittedly liked. For Brad Holmes, the general manager, who was a background in scouting and success in the draft. He was part of success, a team that drafted successfully. Les Snead was a GM. He was a director of college scouting. So yeah, he was obviously very influential, but he wasn't the guy pulling the trigger on draft day. And as it pertains to things like trades. But I liked what his background was. Dan Campbell seemed to bring what I think is a very important trait, which is be a strong leader that gets everybody in a professional locker room to buy into your message and do what is asked to win. I still think they are doing those things. But I do think his role as offensive coordinator hasn't helped. I think some learning, some stuff on the job, like the back-to-back timeouts and the defensive call fiasco that led to the back-to-back timeouts that contributed greatly to costing them any chance at winning that game, I think that was a sign of inexperience. It was a sign of inexperience of a first-year coach and a first-year defensive coordinator. I like Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator, but there have been things that have made us uncomfortable here in year one. My biggest thing is his reluctance to give up the play-calling duties. I think he's undermining not only his job as a head coach, I think he's undermining his development as a head coach. I'm willing to accept a first-year guy with some great, what I think are great traits to be a head coach in this league. I'm willing to accept growing on the job and making some mistakes, especially in a year where there was no expectation to win. But I think he's hurting his growth by also being a play caller. Personally, I think it's a mistake. As an outsider looking in, there could be more to this story. I'm always going to acknowledge that.
Sure.
Because oftentimes there is stuff that doesn't get out public or eventually gets out public. I'm curious as to what might also be going into this decision. But I think that's the most questionable thing he's done. You said, hey, the 3rd and 32 call, when you're actually, you know, a 12 to 15 yard pass away from getting a field goal attempt, running the draw feels like such a give up play.
Yeah. That was what bothered me. But I wanted to ask you this about him because I think everything you said kind of leads to this as well.
Okay.
He has come under a lot of heat since he started calling plays. And it's been, a lot of it has been because 3rd and long situations and it's a draw play.
Yeah.
In every situation, it seems.
It does.
Whether it's 3rd and 5, whether you're at the opponent's 30-yard line or your own 5-yard line, it seems like 3rd down, here comes the draw. or if it's 3rd and 32. He's even admitted that he'd like to have a few plays back.
Yep.
As the offensive coordinator said, the last 3 weeks there have been, you know, at least three plays that he acknowledged that he'd like to have them back. And one of them was the aforementioned 3rd and 32 from the 49. The question is this. Do you think that he's a guy that's going to take all this in, all the criticism, and also his self-criticism, and maybe go back to being aggressive Dan Campbell as opposed to conservative Dan Campbell?
So you made the point earlier this week. It seemed like when Dan Campbell was just the head coach, he was pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell, the offensive coordinator, actually seems uniquely conservative.
I mean, incredibly conservative. And I get it that in a couple of these games, weather has been a factor. Quarterback has been a factor, who you had there.
Yeah.
But now, we talked to Jared Goff on Tuesday. He says he feels great, and he feels in a lot better shape. He didn't get all that banged up against the Bears on Thanksgiving. He's had a lot more time to recover. He's going to be completely healthy going into the game on Sunday. That's one big thing. You got to have your quarterback healthy, and he seems to be. He said more time to work with Josh Reynolds. That could be a weapon for him. The offensive line, Taylor Decker, is, you know, we assume he's feeling much better and playing much more comfortable in that position. Looks like they get Matt Nelson back this week. I haven't seen what the deal is with Penei Sewell with his illness, if he's going to be able to play on Sunday or not. But if he's able to play, then you've got a reasonably healthy offensive line. Now Vitae is back from concussion protocol. You're getting guys back. Melon Fond was coming back.
Yep.
Things are starting to look better. Now that you're getting your team kind of back together where it was maybe 6-8 weeks ago, or even better because of the Decker situation.
Yep.
Will he go back to being aggressive, Dan?
Well, it kind of can't hurt. Because you know what he hasn't had? There hasn't been a middle ground, Dan.
No.
There's been, my pedal is down, let's charge
forward.
4th and 3,
yep.
Yep. And then there's, now it's, you remember he kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
And he, you know, down 7, and he's not elected to go for a lot of these 4th and 1s. There hasn't been a lot of, because the truth is, the best coaches, moderation is usually being aggressive at the right time when it really makes sense. Moderation is really boring to talk about, but it's generally the right. I mean, we just saw a defense coordinator down the road here who blitzed every down. Now, he's now the head coach at UMass, but he kind of went down with the ship, being hyper-aggressive all the time. Don Brown of Michigan. So this is, moderation is boring, and you know, people are like, oh, I want to be balanced. And it's all boring, but it's probably the way to go.
I think when you're just the head coach and you're not taking over play calling duties,
yeah,
you are more aggressive because you're not overthinking things. Like as a play caller, you're worried about the play sheet. You're looking at this, and this, and you're like, okay, what are we gonna do here?
Yep.
And you got to worry about the next play and the next play after that. As a head coach, things are happening so organically and also they're happening spontaneously.
Yep.
That you can just say 4th and 3, yep, let's go for this. And then you can tell the offense coordinator, give me a 10-yard pass play. Let's go.
Yep. No, you're right. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback. What has Dan Campbell done that's made you raise your eyebrow the most?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.